Now, what age is your child? Is he or she about to or planning to start school next time round? Are you worried? Are you concerned? Because there's a lot of support for a move to allow some children to delay starting school for a year. This is according to the results of a consultation on plans by the Department of Education. The change would allow children born between the 1st of April and the 1st of July to defer starting preschool and school for a year if their parents wished. And Northern Ireland apparently has the youngest primary school starting age in Europe. And some of those wee nippers who'd be heading off to school, like, they really do, if you see them at the school gate, they do seem like children who aren't really ready to go out into what's sometimes described as the big bad world. Or are they? Is it just the parents being overly protective? I want to speak to Alison McNulty from the Tiny Life charity. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I suppose there are many reasons why a little child about to start school at 4 years of age would be better, one child would be better equipped than another. So choice for parents is something I presume you would support.
Most definitely. Tiny Life, along with a number of others, have been campaigning for flexible or deferred school starting for many, many years. Frank, in fact, about 6 years ago, we almost had it to this point. But and we're not talking about all children born between the 1st of April or the 1st of July or all premature babies, but there are a cohort of children within those groupings whereby to defer school starting for a year would actually be more advantageous in terms of their ability to learn, their ability to enjoy learning and be in school, and therefore their longer term outcomes in terms of their results, even in KCH 1, 2, but longer term their GCSEs and A levels. Today is the consultation was another huge step along this journey, but it was only a step. And we are delighted that 750 responses were received by the department, three quarters of which were parents, which reflects the campaigning that was done by Tiny Life and by the Flexible School Starting Age Campaign Group. But as I say, we're not over the line, Frank. There's a lot more to do. There is goodwill. There is political wind behind this. But we need an assembly to be up and functioning in order to get legislation passed. And even with the current consultation and the proposed legislation, there are flaws. So, for instance, they're talking about children born from the 1st of April to the 1st of July, all children, and given parents a choice. We in Tiny Life would be saying that all parents of premature babies born in an academic year should have a choice, particularly they should go to school based on their due date, not their birth date, and that any new system that goes into place, any organisation that puts something new in, needs to review it. So we would be asking the department to have a robust evaluation built into this, the legislation that would go forward. But as I say, today's only a step. We're not over the line. This is so important for and has long-lasting consequences for many of our children who go into school when they're simply not ready, and that impacts negatively on them. So this is a positive step today.
How does it impact on them when you say impact negatively? How disadvantaged is the child in the classroom against the other child who's that number of months older? And does the disadvantage show in P1 or does it show more in P3, P4?
Well, let me kind of paint a picture for you, maybe, Frank, and for your listeners. So if we have a premature baby born, maybe, or some of them in June, and they weren't maybe due to be born until September, at the moment they're going into a class, and their peer group, they could have children who are 5. And while they are 4, they're technically maybe only 3 years and 9 months. So developmentally, quite often they will regress. They maybe aren't ready emotionally or physically to go into a formal setting, even though our curriculum is a play-based curriculum. They're just not mature enough to cope. And at that age, we know that a 5-year-old and a sort of almost 4-year-old physically it's a world apart, and yet we're asking them to sit and do exams and to be assessed in key stage one and two, and the gap begins to broaden the longer they get. So we know that 40% of premature babies, for instance, do less well than their peers in key stage one and two. There's been research that shows that particularly at the ages of 6 and 7, they do less well in math. And then their longer-term outcomes, premature babies who go into school too soon are less likely to achieve academically at GCSE and A-level results, which then can impact on their long-term life choices. So by deferring for a year and putting a baby, a young child, into school when they're ready to enjoy learning and they have the confidence to learn, which is so important, as well as the actual learning, then we know from research that they will be able to keep up with their peers. In fact, they will be able to excel and do really well. I don't want to alarm any parents out there who have a child who's too young for school or a premature baby or looked after child. We're not saying that it affects all children in those cohorts, but it affects a significant number that we think it warrants legislation to give parents this choice.
Most of the commentary, understandably, from Tiny Life will be around the premature baby and how it has grown to be a little child. But what about the children who are born from the 1st of April to the 1st of July who weren't premature? But parents are tossing a coin there, aren't they, as to whether or not they should let little Joe Josephine go to school because they could get a, you know, if somewhere down the line, the child might say, Mom, why didn't you, or Dad, why didn't you send me to school a year earlier? Because I could have been a year further on.
And that's why Frank Tiny Life have joined with the school age, Flexible School Age campaign. Parents and other individuals who are concerned about children who are young for a year, that's those born from the 1st of April, those who are looked after, and other cohorts of children where this negatively impacts on. Because those parents know their child, while it hasn't been born premature, is just simply isn't ready for school and will not maybe do as well as their peer group. I mean, Frank, it's nothing new. We know in the old days, and you and I were doing the 11 plus, that there were adjustments made, particularly for boys who were May births, June births, when they were doing exams, etc. What we're simply saying is the system in Northern Ireland needs to catch up with the research around what we know when it comes to our children learning and achieving within our system. We have children, Northern Ireland has one of the youngest cohort go to school anyway at age 4, and this is simply adjusting that to reflect the needs of certain children, young for a year, premature, twins, looked after children as well.
Do you think it'll become legislation before the end of this particular assembly?
Oh, Frank, I've been holding my breath and wishing and praying and all the rest of it. It is reliant on us having a functioning assembly. We do have political will. The Education Committee have been very supportive, as have a number of individual MLAs. The Minister herself and her team are working very hard on this. But we have a very short window. This all has to go through the assembly before they step down for the election. So fingers crossed is all I can say. And many of us are holding our breath and with willing it to go through and working very hard to make it a reality, because it will even affect children going into school this September. And I'm working and I'm listening to many parents who are contacting me about their concerns even for this September, Frank. So if we don't get it through, you think of the number of children that this could either positively impact on if we get it through, or we could be back to the drawing board for another 3 or 5 years, and all those children who would have benefited from it will miss out. So I'm urging anyone who can make it happen to get behind it and help us.
Okay, Alison, thank you very much indeed. Alison McNulty, the CEO with Tiny Life, here on the U105 phone-in. It's Frank Mitchell with you through until 12 noon.
Hello.